Chapter 1. I've had clients who thought they needed an absurd level of security. And I'm talking absurd even by my standards, and my code was developed by a bond company known for intense xenophobic paranoia, tempered only by desperate greed. I've also had clients who thought they didn't need any security at all, right up until something ate them. That's mostly a metaphor. My uneaten client stat is high. Dr. Arata, who is what her marital partner Oversay calls a terminal optimist, was somewhere in the comfortable middle zone. Dr. Tiago was firmly in the let's investigate the dark cave without that pesky sec unit group. Which was why Arata was pressed against the wall next to the hatch to the open observation deck, with her palms sweating on the stock of a projectile weapon, and Tiago was standing out on said observation deck, trying to reason with a potential target. That's potential, per the earlier conversation where Dr. Arata said, "Oh, sec unit, I wish you wouldn't call people targets." And Tiago had given me the look that usually means it just wants an excuse to kill someone. But then, that was before the potential targets started to brandish their own large projectile weapon collection. Anyway, those are the kind of things I think about while I'm swimming under a raider vessel that's attempting to board our sea research facility. I swam out from under the stern, careful to avoid the propulsion device. I broke the surface quietly, stretched and caught the railing, and pulled myself up. The daylight was bright, the air clear, and I felt exposed. Why couldn't the stupid raiders attack at night? I had drones in the air, giving me camera views of both decks of this stupid boat, so I knew this part of the stern was empty. The superstructure above me was triangular, angled back in a way to make it faster or something. I don't know. I'm a murder bot. I don't give a crap about boats. The upper deck wrapped around the bow where the forward weapon emplacement was. It gave the stupid boat a lot of blind spots, which were someone else's security nightmare. It was more sophisticated than the other boats we'd seen on this survey, with better tech. Of course, that just made it vulnerable. I was also monitoring our outer perimeter and the scattered islands surrounding us, in case this was a distraction and there was a second boarding attempt planned. And, of course, I had a camera on the unfolding shitshow on the observation deck. Tiago stood out there nearly 4 meters from the hatchway, not even wearing his protective gear, very much like a human who didn't trust his sec unit's situation assessment. The apparent leader of the potential targets stood at the edge of the deck, barely 3 meters away, casually pointing a projectile weapon at Tiago. I was more worried about the 6 other potential targets scattered around on the stupid boat's bow deck and the nozzle of the weapon mounted above the bow deck currently trained on the upper level of our facility. Some of the potential targets weren't wearing helmets. There's a thing you can do with these small intel drones, if your client orders you to, or if you don't have a working governor module. When the hostiles are dumb enough to get aggressive without adequate body armor, you can accelerate a drone and send it straight at the hostile's face. Even if you don't hit an eye or ear and go straight through to the brain, you can make a crater in the skull. Doing this would solve the problem and get me back to new episodes of Lineages of the Sun much more quickly, but I knew Arata would make a sad face at me, and Tiago would be pissed off. I would probably have to do it anyway. Unfortunately, potential target leader was wearing a helmet.